Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. This is Dr. Cupertino coming to you in LA and all these good cities. We are on live air right now, and we have a fantastic show coming tonight. And I tell you, I am very happy to have some good information and good research. Welcome, welcome, welcome all of you to the Dr. Cupertino show. Tonight, we will be talking about the real cause of wrinkles. And, of course, you're not meant to get a word in for cancer. Why some have wrinkled and lined faces, and how many in their 80s and 90s, they don't have any wrinkles at all. So if you have an aunt or a great-grandma that does not have any wrinkles, and you know that grandma has a secret, then, of course, we want to hear about that and about her and about him. And we're also going to be talking about the correlation between wrinkles and how the body tends to sag not only in the face but in its entirety. And there is a coincidence with this. And we're also going to be talking about why the face is the first place to show these immediate signs of aging and what homemade products work better than these $300 creams and potions and lotions that are alleging that they can combat wrinkles and aging skin. We're going to talk about foods, too, that haven't really been discussed in a lot of these books and on some of these TV shows that work even better than water. So let me help you understand some of these options that you might be considering regarding some surgery or some implant work underneath the skin. Yeah, that's going on too when it comes to dentistry. Some are returning to the old roots of saying, well, if my face is sagging and I have pits, pox, and crevices, it's probably something wrong with my teeth. Let me go get some implants and have some bone build up, and I'll rock. Guess what? I'm going to look better. Well, we will be talking in this 1 hour show about that. And also, thanks to a good friend of mine who said, you know what, Dr. Cupertino, you really need to talk to people about them using their hands. So we're going to bring someone on air right now who might have some information for us. Hello out there.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm trying to bring you in. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi there. I recognize your voice. Is this Gloria?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Gloria. So happy to have you join us at the Dr. Cupertino format show. I tell you, we're going to have a pretty good lineup. I've already spoken very briefly about some of the topics, but tonight we're concentrating on wrinkles and sagging skin. I bet you got something you can add to that.
Like to find out what you have for wrinkles and sagging skin, because I lost a lot of weight and I'm wrinkled and sagging.
Well, you know, that's one of the downfalls of people losing weight, and that weight loss industry is a multi-million dollar a year industry just in America, billion dollar plus globally, and people are not really told that once they start losing weight, water and all other types of fluids from the bowel system, the lymphatic system, is also leaving the body at a very rapid rate, which means the body is becoming dehydrated. And anything that you take water out of, take a balloon, for instance, once you fill it up, it expands and it's nice, tight, and firm. But once you drain that balloon of all that fluid, guess what happens? It tends to look like it's just dried up. And you probably heard the expression, dried up old prune. Anything you take water out of, you're going to have a drying out problem, and anything that dries, especially when we're talking about human flesh, it has a tendency to start wrinkling first, and then if there's no other hydration going on there in that body, it's going to start sagging. So if you've been losing a lot of weight, I tell people in the weight loss process, supplement your diet with a very well-known product by the name of protein powder. And people say, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm already eating meat. That's protein. I don't need anything else. That might have some credulity to it. But if you're taking, and I tell my female athletes that I want to see them supplement with 80 grams of either whey protein or pure protein powder. There's more than one type of powdered protein, and I tell them check with your primary physician to first see which type of powdered protein mix he's going to say go out and actually get. But basically, when you're in the weight loss process, you can supplement by drinking a protein shake first thing in the morning or the last thing before bed. Drink the protein, and I normally say it doesn't have to be a lot, because if you're thinking in terms of powdered protein as a supplement, one scoop really should represent 20 to 25 grams. And my female athletes, 80 grams a day, I tell them, I don't want to see you if your tests do not show that you have at least 80 grams a day coming in. And then if you're not an athlete, if you're just out there trying to stay nice, tight, and firm and lose weight at the same process, anywhere from 45 to 65 grams of whey, that's W-H-E-Y, protein. And I sell a pretty good whey protein powder here at the clinic. Two scoops is 40 grams. And I tell people, if you are losing weight and you're seeing that skin slacking and you don't want to just use 80 grams of protein, 60 grams of protein a day, you can have one chicken breast, which is 20 to 30 grams. Then you can have a shake, which you can get 25. Then you can have perhaps a can of tuna to pick up another 30. You can easily attain 40 to 80 grams a day. And what's so fabulous about supplementing with the actual protein powder, you tend to see your fingernails growing. Women enjoy that. The hair grows, because the hair is really nothing but pure protein. So when you're taking these protein shakes in and you're supplementing with protein, you're going to see the hair grow. A lot of women are losing hair all around the edges of their forehead. I know some would say in the South they call that cowlick.
Right.
They look
right.
Like, yes, it looks as though they're just balding from the forehead back. That's hormonal, true enough. But if you can supplement with protein, you're going to see the sagginess turn into something very, very nice, very beautiful. You're going to see more contour to the body, because fat cannot stay anywhere in the body where there's a good concentration of protein. Protein builds muscles. So you want to see a more shapely body fueled by muscle content instead of just fat, which has a tendency to round out the body. But it's probably not too late, Gloria, to actually start supplementing your diet with protein, not running, trying to supplement it with a lot of animal protein. But the powdered protein is, in some cases, plant-based, and it has a lot of minerals in the protein. So you aren't just taking it just to build muscle and then have your hair, fingernails grow. It's also good for skin, hair, and nails. A lot of those capsule pills that you can find at some of these holistic health stores, hey, they actually sell that for that purpose. But I'm not saying that you might want to actually do that. You want to supplement protein as fast as you can in your daily health regimen so that you will not have that saggy skin. And nothing beats a tight, firm, fit body. So you can try that and then give us a jingle back and let us know how it actually works. But you're going to see your face fill in. You're going to see your whole body fill in. This is just not something that you would take just to say, well, I need some, you know, fatty in my breast area, I need something in my tush. You're going to see the entire body benefit greatly.
So that's protein on protein?
Yes, it's called whey, right. And there's a lot of stores that actually sell it. When you go in to buy it, if you don't order it from the All-American Healthcare Clinics, you might want to ask the store clerk to give you information on a powder specifically for women as opposed to a protein for men. Most men that supplement with protein powders, they're in there to get buff and to really build these huge muscles, where women, we don't really want to see a lot of muscles in our body. We want to see just that tightness. We want to see a firm, contoured body rather than a hard core muscle body. And there are different products for men out there on the market and women. So you want to make sure you get something that is specifically formulated for the female body.
I guess I'll have to come into your clinic because
I guess you do too.
I don't want nothing for men, but I know my arms are sagging since I lost this weight. I can just, you know, pull the skin up under my arm and it's so loose. For me losing.
Oh my goodness, my. Well, if your skin is also loose like that, I'm going to tell you of another method that will really, really, really work with you. Back in the what I call the turn of the century, when people were more into the holistic method, when they had saggy skin just from maybe being on the verge of starvation, they were destitute and really were just about homeless due to the war efforts. These people supplemented their diets also with vitamin K. Now, vitamin K is used by women that once they get into the expectant mode and the body really stretches after they give birth, they have that saggy stomach there, kind of like a little potty pot there in the abdominal area. Vitamin K will help also pull that body back together. So that might be helpful too. And then also when you start taking your actual protein powdered shake every morning, and I sure hope you will, just start with your own hands. Just start massaging all of that saggy skin up toward the heart element area. Just take your own hand and just gently, not in a circular motion, but in an upward stride motion, just take your hands and just rub that loose skin up toward the heart. And that circulation will get in there and start pumping blood back to areas by which it might appear that there's no circulation at all. Poor circulation will also aid to saggy skin. So if you start massaging that body upward, or have someone massage that body upward for you while you're laying down, perhaps on your back, laying supine. Just start from the sole of your foot all the way up to your clavicle, which is just below your neck. Just have them take the hands and take those long strides, rather firm, nothing to really hurt you. But you want to make sure they are just moving those hands very swiftly and holding that skin taut as they are massaging it. And that's why many of the celebrities, these so-called movie stars, you cannot pay them to walk upright on this earth and not get a massage at least once or twice a day. Some that do not have them once or twice a day report all the time. They have to have a massage two or three times a week. And that's because that pulling and tugging on the body keeps that circulation just running there. And while the body is circulating itself, there's no way the skin can be saggy because the blood is filling up those capillaries and helping everything stay plump. So that's another little itty-bitty secret from the stars.
That's a very good secret.
Yes, it really is. Just massage the body. And a lot of times if I'm too busy and I don't make my weekly massage appointment, and you can kind of know that I'm pretty tight and taut, I just sit even at a desk and I'm doing it right now. I'm just taking my own hands, rubbing that skin. And if I feel where something looks like it's a little loose, boy, I'm grabbing a firm hold. Now, some people don't want to do that, but it is well worth its weight in gold when you start talking about saggy, saggy skin. And another remedy that I've used too, and I've even advised masseuse to use this, is plain old-fashioned castor oil. the castor oil great-great-grandma used to give on the weekends to make sure everybody was getting cleaned out. Take a little of that liquid castor oil and massage that especially into the thigh area and the buttocks, any place where you know the skin is just really, really, really sagging, where you mentioned under your arm where the flesh is just hanging loose. Right. Take that in your hands and just kind of massage it. And I'm going to tell you a metaphysical secret about the body. The laws of attraction say, as is above, so is below. So if your body, which hears every word you say, your body is under command. If your body hears you say, oh, I'm getting beautiful, my body is getting firm, I'm getting tight, if you take care of your body is going to turn around and take care of you. Your body knows when you haven't put lotion on it for a day or two. Your body knows you haven't drunk water, but maybe twice a week. Your body knows if you're putting something in it to kill it and make it sick 6 months down the road. Your body knows that, so your body will backlash by just saying, oh, what the hell? They don't care about me. I'm going to show them I don't care about them. And the body starts attracting car accidents to it. The body starts attacking the disease. It starts attracting illness. It starts just attaching all manner of things to you because the body is saying, well, if that's the way they want it, I'm going to give it to them. I'm going to break them down, and they're going to have to give me some attention. Right. So these are just little things that we can do, but the main thing that I'm going to be advising the callers and the listeners to do this evening is to, without fail, make sure they take enough water in, at least 2 or 3 bottles of water a day, the 16 ounces. I drink 4 a day. First thing in the morning, I drink 1. When I'm out the door, maybe around 10 or 11, I drink another one. Around 3, another one. And just before I have dinner, another one. So I've gotten 3 or 4 16-ounce bottles out of the way. So there's no way that my body has to start drying it within. Then the next step is for it to sag because I'm hydrating it, and that water is going to keep my body plump. And it's going to bring out toxins that I don't need. So try hydrating your body, making sure you drink enough fluids. And I'm not talking about soda pop. Sodas, these soft drinks, dry the body out. When the body's dried out, it's going to wrinkle and sag. Coffee, number one killer of good skin. And look, I drink at least 1 cup a day. So, you know, I'm talking to myself. I love coffee. I love it, but I don't drink regular coffee. I drink Gaino Excel. That's organic, natural bean coffee, and it's very good. I don't have to add anything to it. The coffee, just Google coffee, and it will show the bad effects it has on the skin. It will dry the skin out, so stay away from coffee if you don't want to have wrinkle and sagging skin, or change to Gaino Excel. You can Google that and order it online, and then all manner of soft drink. And the darker the color, the more wrinkled you're going to be. And many people say, oh, doctor, you know what? I don't think you know what you're talking about. I drink at least 1 or 2 sodas a day and look at my skin, and nothing's wrong with me. But if you go internally, the wrinkling process starts within first, and then it shows on the skin. You don't get wrinkles first, and then all of a sudden, uh-oh, well, maybe this, that, and the other is the cause. Internally, the body starts to wrinkle and shrink, and then that shows there on the face, and the internal organs are the first to go when a person sees or looks at their face in the mirror, and they have these signs showing that the skin is wrinkling, and the horizontal wrinkles are more pronounced than the vertical wrinkles. Verticals are between mainly on a person's face in the middle of their brows, but those so-called horizontal, those are the ones that are mainly etched in the stone of the body internally. So do yourself a favor and just drink more water. Now, you know, I was going to say this, but let me give you another secret for sagging, wrinkling skin. I had someone from Switzerland call me and tell me, no, they asked me this question. They said, Dr. Cupertino, do you know that the male sperm also keeps a female face wrinkle-free? And I said, wow, hey, that's incredible. Wow. That's That's awesome. And, you know, and I went on to, well, how did you find that out? Who have you experimented with? And how much sperm? And he went on to tell me at least a half a teaspoon is all you need, and just have them just rub it in every night. And that will keep you wrinkle-free. But, you know, I don't know anything about that as far as being able to verify. I do know this much. It is sweet, and it does have a lot of minerals in it, and it does have life in it. So, if, you know, I'm just saying out loud that if it has the essence of life in it, then it might stave off some of this aging process. But I certainly, if I was married, I wouldn't try it. I would be furious if somebody would approach me with, you know, baby, look, I want to put some out in your face. I'd probably try to take their arm off. But he vowed and swore on it and said many people in his country do that, but I'm not too interested in doing that. But for some of you that are listening, hey, knock yourself out, try it, and then call back in and let us know what is going on. I know you're going to be wanting to know about it, but Gloria, that's about what I can say as far as the sagging skin business. And first, final, and foremost, now this might come as a very big surprise. Many years ago, an older lady, she was must have been in her 80s, a German, she says, and she was gorgeous, she was beautiful. She says she had come back from the living dead. And, of course, I'm always interested in people making those statements, and I engaged in conversation. And she told me, she said, Doctor, let me tell you something. Every morning and every night, the last thing I do before I go to bed is read the 42nd Psalm. I said, you got to be kidding. Really? Tell me about that. She says the 42nd Psalms was originally written to give strength and renewal of the body and vitality to a slackened, disease-ridden, broken-down body. And I wish you could have seen it. And I had practiced that, and you know me. I mean, her hair, her skin, she said she was at the brink of death, and she has never been. She told me she had never stopped. But the 42nd Psalm, she said that was a particular secret psalm. She said all of the psalms had other hidden meanings to them because they were predominantly songs. They were not just something, right, you know, poetry that you would recite. But she said that 42nd Psalms, when you're broke down and tired and you don't think you can go on, she said it will, reading that song, reciting it out as loud as you can, will revitalize and plump up your body, put you back on your feet in seconds flat. In fact, I'm going to read it before I go to bed tonight.
I'm
going to
read
it
too.
But 42nd.
42nd.
Yes. Well, thank you, Gloria, for calling in.
And thank you.
It's always a treat. Keep tuning in, and we want to hear from you.
I will.
Thank you, Gloria.
Okay.
Boy, that is such good information when you can share it. I mean, it's just really awesome when you can have people that are interested in taking care of their body call in and share. I'm going to go over again some causes of wrinkled and sagging skin. I mentioned with Gloria poor circulation, poor blood circulation. And here at the clinic, we have a liquid product by the name of Blood Repair. Quite naturally, if you have poor blood circulation, you don't want to have toxic blood. You don't want to have unclean blood. You certainly don't want to have diseased blood circulating throughout your body organs. Your blood even circulates through your brain. So if it's toxic, if it's carrying all manner of bacteria, parasiticals, disease, my goodness, how can anybody think straight? Look at all of them. Even crime and violence that's on the increase with all this bad food choices. I mean, it's just terrible. But we have the product called Blood Repair. And if anyone is interested in staving off sagging and wrinkled skin, please give us a call. Please go online and place your order for this liquid. You take a teaspoon or two a day. and over a 30-day period. The blood is not only repaired, and this isn't something that you guys know Dr. Cupertino is making up. I don't have time for that, and you don't have time to sit and listen to me do that. But this product, I cannot hail it enough. Anything that will help clean up any part of anyone's body is really worthy of the attention. But poor blood circulation and unclean blood is the cause of many wrinkled and sagging bodies. I mentioned to Gloria about the lack of hydration. Anything that has no water, look at the mummies laying there. You know, when they unwrap some of these 2,000, 3,000, 5,000-year-old mummies, they notice they're still intact, but they're all wrinkled and dried out. That's because there's been no liquid there. But because they were so wonderfully preserved by the old Egyptian ancient methods of embalming and other, which embalming fluid, liquid, water, that aided in them being able to almost be recognizable by way of other type of archaeological digs and cuneiforms and records. But anything that does not have liquid hydration is going to dry out, and anything that dries, it's going to wrinkle. That's part of the drying process, to shrink up, meaning form wrinkles. Form your wrinkles and start the sagging skin. Also, no exercise. I know a lot of people will say, oh, doctor, oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. You know, I've tried everything. I don't really know what to actually do. I'm drinking water. I'm jogging. I'm getting exercise. But they never say anything about exercising their facial muscles. There's many online sites that you can go on and see actual examples of people that will show on their sites how to exercise the muscles there in the skin. And anything that you exercise is going to plump up and it's going to get firm and tight. That's the same idea of having nice, firm, and toned and taut muscles in the face, and then having to stave off some of those wrinkles and sagging skin. Exercise your face as you would exercise your body. And as I told Gloria, start massaging your own body with your own hands. They were just not made to give out, but your hands were made for your own personal use as well, to help beautify you, your body, and who you are internally as well as externally. Diet plays a very big, I would say almost a colossal, a very colossal status when it comes to saying, oh, my God, what's happening? Look at me. My skin is wrinkling. Oh, my God, it's sagging. I have my jowls now that are forming. My eyelids are just sagging, and they're getting baggy. My goodness, we have to watch some of the foods that we eat. 90% of all diseases and illnesses can be traced to the foods that we eat with all of these chemicals. And I'm not going to dwell on the chemical thing because, hey, let's face it, we have to really deal with the FDA and the Agriculture Society. You know, these are the people in charge mainly of what is put in the food and the reasons why. And we would starve to death not being able to choose foods that are proper for us, because how would we know? We'd have to be MD, chemist, or what have you, to actually ferret those things out, and we just can't. But basically, if a person takes in vegetables that are what I would call, they have the green in it, which has the chlorophyll that also cleans the body. It has the rays from the sun that helps to purify as best it can. Now, the sun's rays also act as so-called herbicides. The sun's rays act also as a fumigant on these things, and the sun rays also act as a cellular, what I would call, antibiotics. And so if a person eats more vegetation, the vegetation has more water in it than any other types of food, automatically the body is going to be hydrated along with you consuming water, and that's going to help slow down the aging process that also aids in people becoming more wrinkled and having sagging skin. So stick to the vegetarian fares and you will more or less be able to choose. And there's so many that are just citywide. It's best to walk in some of the farmers markets and just take a look at some of the fresh produce. And I know people will say, well, I didn't grow up on that, and, you know, it's hard for me to change. But if you look in their face, you will see that 9 out of 10 times they're eating the wrong things, and it's the culprit behind a lot of wrinkling and sagging in their skin. And a lot of, if not all, but most vegetables, if you notice, they have to be watered at least once daily, and they're taking in that water, and once they're pulled out of the earth, that water does not automatically come out of the vegetation. It stays in the vegetation, and when we consume that, again, we're getting the nutrition, we're getting minerals, we're getting a lot of good stuff for our skin. And Dr. Perry Cohn, he's a medical doctor, he's written a very good book called The Wrinkle Cure, and you should just, if you don't have a copy, you should just feast upon some of the information that he has there in the book. That's Dr. Perry Cohn, and his book is entitled The Wrinkle Cure. Also, worry. Worry, I'm not going to talk about stress because it's overrated, and people have a tendency to hide behind stress rather than face measures that will help themselves and others. But worry dries out the bones. Worry dries the body out. So the more we sit in worry, the more our body is going to dry out, wrinkle, and sag. I don't know what Job of the Bible looked like under all that worry filled with boils. I'm pretty sure he was wrinkled. In fact, I've seen some artist rendition of Job and what he looked like coming with boils. Everyone I've seen with wrinkled skin being depicted. But worry, I'm going to say it again, for those that have wayward children, men that you just can't seem to deal with and be happy with no matter what you do or say or even promise them, worry dries out your bones. It will dry you out quicker than a week without water. Worry will dry the body out. It will dry the bones out. And it's very interesting. Red blood cells are manufactured in the bones. Your skin needs a lot of red blood cells to keep the body alive, keep the body revitalized, keep the body in good firm tone. So if you want sag-free skin and if you want wrinkle-free skin, please remember worry dries the bones and the body out. Stop worrying. Get in a zone where, if at all possible, you don't have to worry. If you're in a home too big for you and it's too much stress for you to carry on, walk away from that. My dad used to say, slow down, pull over to the curb and stop. He said, and take a retrospect. Watch the worry, whatever is causing the worry, be it human or other, please, it's not worth it. In the end, you have 70 or 80 years on this earth, and that's scriptural. Nothing can take the place of you taking care of that 70 and 80 to the best of your ability. 100 years from now, none of us will even be remembered for what we worried about. It will be for what we did and how we looked and hopefully how we took care of each other. Also, prescription drugs, oh my goodness, if you read the side effects, you chances are you will not see this. But any kind of a drug that has the ability to change the molecular structure of the body is going to have a backlash. If the skin doesn't sag, eventually the drugs will have the effect of wrinkling the body, because drugs have a tendency to get inside of the body and change the energetics of the body. So if you don't have to go on any drugs, do not stand around the hospital or your doctor's clinic begging for medication. Please do not do that. You will be sorry later. If you must be on prescription drugs because of doctor's orders, pray over your drug and make sure your doctor has all of your medical facts taken into consideration so that you will not be prescribed something based on a lie or inaccurate information. Trust me, prescription drugs have the tendency to cause wrinkles and drying skin. And if it were not true, you would not need drugs to undo the wrinkle and then need another drug for the side effects, such as an antibiotic, to go in there and kill off. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I can't even think on that. That's really bad news. Watch the prescription drugs. A lot of chemicals in commercial creams is touted to take wrinkles away, but the chemicals can do more undoing than you would even imagine. Some are touted to keep the wrinkles away, keep the wrinkle zones away, stop the sagging skin. But I have another little secret that it, really some of the ingredients are over 400 years old, and they were used by an Italian and a French beauty queen. This particular one named Lacan was over 100 years old. She was a French courtesan, and she was, oh, my God, held to be one of the most beautiful, vibrant women of her day. And I happen to know of a product that, I use it too, that even the Hollywood Wax Museum uses. Now, you know, once the Hollywood Wax Museum starts to depict a celebrity out of wax, that's a hard sell and a hard penetration, and they do wonders in wax. And there's a reason why they use wax, because the mold that they have made of this celebrity or this actress, a great actor, in wax, it's almost eternal. And if you go visit Madame Tussauds or either the Hollywood Wax Museum, you'll see what I'm talking about. But there's a product on the market that's very inexpensive. It's by Murray's, and it is called Murray's 100%. It says with 100% pure Australian beeswax. Yes, I said it. Now, it's sold in beauty supplies as a product that seals ends of braided hair and hair that's prone to break or dry it on the end. It says here that it conditions the hair. But what's interesting about this beeswax is that it is derived from the Australian honeybee, and all of the beauty products contain Australian honeybee as one of their ingredients. Now, the pure Australian beeswax is very hard. You'd almost have to melt it to really get it very workable. But if you melt it down and apply it semi-warm on the skin, by the time it dries, your skin cannot move. And you'd be surprised at when you're sleeping, bad dreams, you're squinting, and you're moving your face around on pillows, and you're laying on your arms one way or the other. This beeswax has a tendency to semi-mold or frame mold that skin without causing any undue problems with wrinkles and frowning and so forth. Now, again, it's by Murray's. It's in a yellow and black can, and it's beeswax. Now, for those that don't want to go about melting anything, they also sell a liquid beeswax. Now, I'm serious, and it says that this is to relieve tightness with braids and anti-itch. But let me talk to you about some of the ingredients in it, and you see what you think. The ingredients in this liquid beeswax, it's a liquid, it looks like thick olive oil, and I use it on my skin, I use it on the soles of my feet, on my tummy. I mean, and if anyone sees Dr. Cupertino, I don't have too many wrinkles in my face, but it contains soybean oil, beeswax oil, Melaleuca oil, tea tree leaf oil, shea butter, cocoa butter, cocoa seed butter. It contains jojoba seed oil, olive oil, fruit oil, canola oil, sweet almond oil, menthol, oh my God, corn oil, vitamin E. Now, come on. you and I both know, all you beauty divas out there know, that just these ingredients alone is enough to keep the body youthful. But this stuff is sold as something to hold braids, twist, and cornrows tighter longer. Oops, I just said it. Hold braids, cornrows, and twist tighter, tighter. I use this stuff every night, and when I'm really maybe like, oh, just going through some really, not worrisome times, but some stressful times, I have these big deadlines that I have to meet, that I will melt over a slow, slow simmer. I will melt the actual wax, put the wax on my face, and if I'm going to be in the house most of the day, then you can imagine, as it cools, it's stiffening. I mean, this is great. Now, I'm telling you this because it works, number one. Number two, because the oils will help hydrate beyond measure the actual skin, and it's not going to hurt you if you want to use the pure wax as a mold on the face, then take the actual beeswax, liquid beeswax, and put that on your neck all the way down to your clavicle. I'm telling you, it works. Really, it works. If you want to save yourself some money, listen to this. For $2.29, you can get 4 ounces of pure Australian beeswax, okay? And for about $4, you can get 4 ounces of the liquid beeswax. Save yourself some money. I'm not trying to put other department store products down or some of those drugstore products. We're touting things that are natural, plant-based, from the earth, things that do not jump out of a can or box or bottle to hurt you 2 or 3 months down the road, and that are safe for your children and your grandchildren as well. Now, I also told Gloria, our caller, that a lack of protein can also cause saggy and also dry, wrinkled skin. So if you guys do not like a lot of meat to help the body stay firm and tight, try the protein supplement drinks. They are touted as dietary supplements. It's not going to hurt you to drink at least 40 ounces of your protein a day. Jack LaLanne is in his mid-90s, and he says he drinks his breakfast, the great fitness guru, and he's still on a trampoline daily. You should see him in person. This man says, I drink my breakfast, and it's something that will actually keep the body from wrinkling as fast, and the protein will keep you firm and tight. And what spouse does not like a nice, firm, tight body? Also, a lot of people don't realize when they look in the mirror, metaphysically, that anger will put wrinkles in the face. Hidden hatred, the inability to say what you think and feel when it needs to be said. Nothing hurtful, but when it needs to be said. Metaphysically, anger and hatred will put wrinkles in the face. It's best to let these people go. It's best to let the circumstances go. It's best to pray or count to 20 and then decide, you know, it's not worth it, they're not worth it, the circumstance isn't worth it. But if you want to stay wrinkle-free and if you want to be beautiful for a long, long time now without that sagging skin, you want to leave anger and hatred alone. Being on your feet more than 12 hours a day will also cause wrinkles and sagging skin. That's because the gravitational pull that keeps planet Earth in the solar system, in this universe, will wreak havoc on a human being as well. That steady pull, that downward motion, that downward pull, eventually the body is just going to start sagging, pulling, sagging, wrinkling, sagging downward. What I normally do to reverse that process, I have an inversion machine. Big Five sells them. It's a sports center store. They sell these inversion apparatuses by which you step in, and then you can go all the way back. In other words, you are almost suspended, head down toward the earth, feet up, at least an hour a day. Nothing short of 45 minutes. I get on the machine, and I suspend myself with my head down toward the earth, and my feet upward. Another thing that the great beauty goddesses of the 20s and 30s did, and my mother still does, they spent 30 to 45 minutes a day on the slab board. If you don't want to fork over $100 plus tax, anyone can make their own slab board. Go to a lumber yard and get a 6x5 piece of sturdy pine, and you could use a chair, or either you could build your own slant board, build a triangle, or get some of those sawhorses there at any lumber yard and attach a board to it. You can create your own slant board. Go online and Google how to make a slant board. At any time, the blood, you're suspended where the blood is running toward the brain. That's more energy. That's more memory there. Your blood is circulating more rapidly in the brain facial area. And while you're on your slant board, head down, just take your hands and start massaging your own facial, massage your skin. That's going to be reversing this gravitational pull in 30 minutes in a 24-hour-a-day period. Is like 12 hours off your feet. But anyone on their feet more than 12 hours a day, take a look at them. They're wrinkled and their body is saggy. And if it's not saggy, have you ever touched people and you when you go to hug them, it's like you're hugging, some kind of a inflatable figure. Their skin is soft, their body's soft. I mean, you don't feel any firmness, no tightness. They just feel like, some walking mush. That's not good. The skeletal frame needs to have the muscles tight around the skeleton for it to stand. No wonder people are getting knee replacements, hip replacements. Look at their bodies. Everything is sagging, so that skeletal, it doesn't have the muscles around the skeletal frame to keep it upright. And once everything, the body starts deteriorating and crumbling from within and without, my God, what support does the skeletal system have to keep them upright? Nothing. So for all means and interests and purposes, we want to make sure we keep our body from sagging as much as we can. So basically, the coffee which dries you out, the soda pop, those two are no-nos. A lot of people don't realize smoking and that chemical nicotine dries the skin out quicker than being on a desert oasis with no help in sight for weeks. I'm telling you that smoking and the nicotine chemical, it dries the body out quicker than coffee. If you know anyone that's a smoker, just look in their face and you will see. It starts out with crow's feet, and they have problems in that area. And these people are not told that if you smoke, you're gonna have to come buy this $200 or $300 bottle of cream, and then once you use that, the chemicals in it might go into your liver and start problems there. I mean, this thing called commerce, when it comes to wrinkle and sagging skin, it's taking many people to the poorhouse. It seems you cannot win when you're working within the world sphere of economics and staying well. It's very, very bad. Now, let me talk to you a little bit about this. People don't realize that when you start taking care of your body internally and you start trying to get it firm and supplementing with protein, something else amazing happens. The hair. The hair starts to grow. Hair is 99% protein. So when people start supplementing with protein, the hair starts to grow. And people say, I thought just maybe the Caucasian or they're Hispanics. So they're the only one with long hair. Well, look at what they eat. The majority of Hispanics have a diet with beans. Beans are nothing but protein. And look at the Caucasians. They're steady eating leafy green things, salads. Those things, if they grow real fast above on top of the earth, that growth process is still within them in an enzymatic fashion, and so that's going to also keep hair growing. Whereas other races tend to eat things that do not really consist of good, solid protein. They eat a lot of carbs, and they get fatter and balder quicker. But the protein will help you in that area also. Now, I also mentioned massage. Now, many people, they don't tend to like to massage their own bodies, their own face, if they are not used to getting a massage. Many people don't even like to be touched, because as children, they were not hugged, they were not touched, they were not handled in an affectionate manner. And as they've grown up, they tend to feel bad, or maybe some kind of form of self-guilt if they start massaging their body in an affectionate way. Well, guess what? If you don't love your body is not going to love you. Your body knows if you love it. Your body knows if you even deserve to live. Your body is your body. Your body is your responsibility. Your body is your care. If you abuse your body, you're going to attract abuse. I said that, and I'm going to say it again. People all over the world are wondering about all of the violence, all of the mayhem. If you really search this thing out, you will see that when people give up on themselves, they don't appreciate themselves, they don't feel good about themselves, they don't love and hope in themselves, they don't pray good over their lives, they don't bless their own lives. Yes, you can bless your own life. They don't lay hands on their body life and say, this is who I am, and this is what the Creator has here in 130 pounds. I'm going to work with it, and I'm going to become the best that I can. When we don't do that, we're sending a message out subconsciously to all of the trillions of cells in our body that, well, I don't care about me, so I'm going to attract the I don't care issues to myself. People wonder why nothing but bad happens to them. If you start doing good for yourself, good for your body, guess what? You're going to start attracting good. If you start eating the right foods, if you start drinking the right things, if you start using the right products for your body, things that are healthy and from nature, the Bible says, dust you are and dust you're going to return. So if you start using more of the things from the dust that are earth-based products, natural-based products, don't you know you're going to be sending a message to your body that, yes, I deserve to live. Yes, I deserve to live disease-free. Yes, I deserve to live healthy. Yes, I deserve to live in a fashion and a manner that befits queens and kings. Yes, I am somebody. All of the good of those circumstances is going to start coming your way. But if you mistreat your body, the body is going to draw circumstances that will mistreat you. If you start degrading your body, talking bad about your body, taking things into your body that you know you should not, you have a subconscious feeling that this may not be good. You're only asking the universe to give you more of what you're doing to your own self. Remember, like attract like. So if we get it in our soul spirit that, hey, forget this, I'm not going to let him or her abuse me, the body is going to be sent a message that, okay, let's get some circumstances going here that can repel that kind of activity. If we start pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps and saying, I don't care what the world does, I don't care what my sister might do, I don't care what they might do at my church. Yes, I said that. I don't care what they do at my church. I don't care what the rest are doing on my job. Guess what? I'm going to treat myself better. I'm going to talk better to myself. I'm going to start living better. I may be half broke. I might be almost homeless. My car might be on the repo list. My daughter might not be speaking to me right now. My husband might be cheating on me, but I'm going to turn this thing around. I'm going to lay hands on my own body, and I'm going to say, bless you, oh, my soul. Right now, I'm going to say to all of you listening out there, rise up. You can do it right now. Rise up. Get up from wherever you're at on your feet. Rise up and say, I am going to return to my father. Now, your father might be good eating. Your father might be to throw those cigarettes down. Your father might be a jug of water. Your father might be common sense body treatment. Your father might be a host of things. Your father is anything that represents good, and you're good for the world. You are a living example. You were created for a purpose. Hey, listen, no matter what the world might say, you were created for a purpose. At your lowest, you are your highest for the highest. At your lowest depths of inhumanity, you are somebody. Whoever you are out there, you were created with a gift. Whatever that gift was, God made nothing that was not to become something. If you are live listening to this Blog Talk Radio show, there is something that you need to be doing. It's no accident that you're listening. It's no accident that you decided to hang on for at least 15 minutes and hear something work, something. You have a purpose. Lay your hands on your own body and say, whoever, whatever you are, if I am worth anything to this world, show up and show out in my life. I've been dogged out and dogged down. I've trusted and have had my face put in. But now I'm returning to my father's common sense. I don't know who you are, what you might be. I don't even believe anymore. So many lies and haters out there. But you can rise up. You can rise up and say, I know tomorrow is going to be a better day. I might have tuned in to hear about wrinkled and sagging skin, but I got more than I bargained for. And for all of you out there that believe in prayer, I'm going to say a prayer right now. Body, in the name of the Creator God, oh body, I might be sagging and I might be wrinkling, but the man I am within will never be destroyed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I'm here now. I'm interested not only in the inward and the outward, but all of my springs and all of my joy is in you who created me and who made me. I want to be the best I can for you. I want to be all that I can for you in the time and the balance of this life that you've given me. I don't know from whither I came or from whither I'm going, but the word says you created all things. Recreate me. Recreate me. I'm sick of me. I'm so sick of me, I don't know what to do. I've tried everything and I failed. I've called on foreign gods and they've heard me not. I've called on everything and everybody and they have failed me and done me not. But right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to fall down on me, anoint me for your will and purpose, because whatever I've done, it hasn't worked. Whatever I've told people, it's all been a lie outside of you and your boundaries for what you have me to be. My skin might sag now. My face might be wrinkled. My body might have deteriorated beyond what some say is at the point of no return. But I know with just a look, just a thought from your presence, just a sight of a beholding of your spirit, I can be made new. Make me new, not for me, but for you, in the name of Jesus. And you know you're going to get all the glory, because with every step I take and with every breath I take, I'm going to say you and you and you alone, you are God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Dr. Copertino show. So much good comes out of this show, and I know the anointing is falling on you with just the sound of my voice. All of you under the anointing of my voice, I know you will be made whole. You will become new, and you're becoming new right now. Tune in next Wednesday at the same time for a one-hour show, and you will be blessed. Not only will you be blessed, but those that listen to you will be blessed. You'll be able to stretch forth your hand and have something in it to give. You'll be able to stretch forth your hand and have somebody say, hey, because of you, I'm going to live. And I'm going to live as I have been intended and created to live. Because of you, you'll have something good to say rather than a curse. you'll have something decent to offer rather than a beer and a sorry, sad joke. Take care, and I'll look to hear from you. I'll look to grace you in spirit next week on the Dr. Cupertino Blog Talk Radio Show. Call in, have your friends call in, and I'll see you next week, same time.